just from that throne. I would if I had the power.
You have the power. You have always had the power.
What does that mean? I recognized a cryptic, sorcerer-type pronouncement when I heard one.
You will understand when it is time to understand. Now, it is time for you to depart, stone soldier. Go. Become Deathwalker.
What the devil does that mean? I squeaked. So did several of my companions, all of whom were awake now, and most of whom were gobbling demon food while eavesdropping. The floor started moving, at first almost imperceptibly. Quickly, I noted that only the part immediately around the throne, that had healed itself completely, was involved. I now knew that all the damage, including the earthquake, so violent it had been felt as far away as Taglios, had been initiated entirely by Soulcatcher during an ill-conceived experiment. She had discovered the machinery, and in her willful, damn-the-consequences way, had begun tinkering just to see what would happen. I knew that as fully as if I had been there as an eyewitness, because an actual eyewitness had given me his memories. I knew everything Soulcatcher had done during her several visits to the fortress. In a time when Long Shadow believed he was the total master of the Shadow Gate, and did not believe that others would dare approach it, even if they did possess a workable key. I now knew many things as if I had lived them. Some were things I was not eager to know. A few concerned questions I had had for years, offering answers that I could share with Master Santoraxida. But mostly, it was just stuff I was likely to find useful if I was going to become what Shvetya hoped I would. A startled blue bottle of speculation buzzed through my mind. I checked to see if I had an answer, but I had no memories of what might have become of the key that would have been necessary if, indeed, Long Shadow, as Maricha Mantara Dumraksha, with his student Ashutosh Yaksha, had come to our world from the land of unknown shadows. And for sure, I did not get any relief from my fear of heights. An instant after the floor stopped turning, the White Crow launched itself upward. And darned if I did not launch myself right after it, though not through any wish of my own. My companions rose behind me. In their surprise and fright, several dropped weapons and possessions and probably body contents. Only Tobo seemed to find unanticipated flight to be a positive experience. Runmust and Iqbal sealed their eyes and belched rapid prayers to their false vision of God. I spoke my mind to the God who is God, reminding him to be merciful. Riverwalker addressed impassioned appeals to his heathen deities. Doge and Swan said nothing at all. Swan, because he had fainted. Tobo babbled in delight, informing everyone how wonderful the experience was. Look here, look there! The vast expanse of the chamber stretches out below us like the plane itself. We passed through a hole in the ceiling and into the colder air of the real plane. It was dusk out there, the sky still crimson over the western horizon, but already deep indigo directly ahead. The stars of the noose shone pale.